Humans, it is time to go to the Improv for Humans forum and tell us what scenes should be on the next Greatest Hits episode. Pick scenes from episode 90 through episode 127. Now here it is, Best of Improv for Humans, Volume 4. Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter, featuring Andy Daly, Brian Husky, and Katie Deepwood.
Let's go to the Twitter line, folks. Okay, we just had a new Twitter line put in. Has a few bugs.
How so?
Gleeper glops.
You don't hear those noises?
I get it. Because birds eat bugs, or how does it?
Okay, what?
Where are we going with
this? Yes. And
Andrew Geyser says Bumblebee. Ben MC Broiler says Hyperbole. Let's find one that rhymes with those two. And Jonah Kaufman says Grizzlies.
Wow.
Grizzly, Hyperbole, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
There is a Bumblebee hive in my neighborhood, like, that looks like the ones that you imagine in cartoons, just a perfect, awesome, huge hive in a tree, and very active, and it's above the sidewalk, and like once a year, a big honeycomb slab. I'm not saying like it's an official holiday that it comes down, but just on average, it seems once a year, a huge slab falls down in the middle of the sidewalk and people freak out. I guess it's natural.
People like, freak out like, hot shit, free honey.
Or no, like, holy shit, there's fucking bees in the middle of the sidewalk. Because when you see it, I'm always like, oh my God, you don't expect something like that in your neighborhood for some reason. Like, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, why, nobody calls,
I don't think they should. I wouldn't want them to. Like, I don't think the bees are harming anyone.
We had a swarm of bees in our front yard one day, and we called, and they were like, we don't destroy these bees. Bees are precious.
Right. Yeah.
They corral the bees.
Yeah, they suck them up.
They take them somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do. You need to get sucked up, because they're precious to our environment.
One time we had one fly down our chimney that caused a swarm in our house.
What?
And they theorized it was because the queen. They said that only happens if the queen gets in your house.
That's so crazy.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I remember in class in like second grade, our teacher like telling us about killer bees.
Yeah.
And how they're making their way up north. It was the most terrifying thing. It took over like a year of my life as a kid.
That movie?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's called Killer Bees. The end of the movie, spoiler alert, they find out that the killer bees are attracted to the color red, and some kind of music agitates them too, I believe. So someone in a red Volkswagen attracts all the bees to cover it and then drives into the Superdome, and they bring down the temperature in the Superdome to freeze them to death. You guys got fact check me. That's totally like a eight year old Matt Besser memory.
Was it like some teenagers who caused the, like, they're like, we're going to do this, but we'll borrow your dad's Volkswagen?
No, scientists.
That seems like the most rickety science.
The only part of that
I think
I don't buy
the rebels,
Volkswagen.
The rogue scientists that no one believes. Like, you got to believe me.
The only way to do it is with a Volkswagen.
Why a Volkswagen?
That's amazing.
That was the hippest car in 1978.
Okay, so he was a hip scientist.
We have
I'll do it in my own Volkswagen.
Every year we have wasps build a little thing in the back of our house. Yeah. And my daughter saw one the other day, and she's like, look at that bee. And I was like, that's a wasp. Mm-hmm. And I had to explain to her, like, that this is more dangerous. They're very mean and stuff. But when I was explaining to her, I just saw her getting, like, terrified. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but, you know, I mean, you just have to steer clear. But now I heard her talking to her friend about wasps, and now she's like, they're totally building up this thing that they're just like the most powerful bee on earth.
They sneak into your bed at night.
Wait. How did you explain the difference?
I was like, well, they're a little more. I said they're more aggressive than bees. You should never throw anything at their nest because they will come and attack.
But so will bees. Like, is that true? They're more aggressive.
They are. They are, and also their sting is much, much worse.
Yeah,
it's much worse. That's mm-hmm. the main concern because it just
is. Yellow jackets in between a wasp and a bee. I, as a kid, at one point was hiking and grabbed without knowing it. I thought I was just grabbing a tree or pushing a limb, but I grabbed a yellow jacket nest and then ran screaming all the way home. And I remember, this is such a imprinted memory, but running to the house and screaming to my mom, yellow jackets, yellow jackets, and wanting my mom to go, oh, honey, let me help you. And her going, okay, calm down. Take off your clothes. Get in the shower. Me being really disappointed that she didn't care more.
She wasn't matching your level of emergency.
Yeah, and feeling sorry for me. It was more like, you idiot.
Yeah.
All
right.
And, but they were in my clothes.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't remember how much I got bit.
Okay, ma'am, just lay back on the bed.
Okay.
Just lay back in the bed. Okay.
I'm really freaked out right now.
I know. Okay. We did the test. All right. Mm-hmm. You're not allergic to bees. Okay. So, okay. But you do have a few bee stings on you.
Okay.
Okay. So, what we're going to do is just going to put some of this topical ointment on there. Okay. And then you're going to be okay.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
It's,
you know?
Okay. It's not that big a deal. Okay. We just sort of need to move. We need this bed clear. I've been in with you for a couple of hours now, and I think we're done.
Can you just stay with me for a while to make sure they don't come back?
They're not going to. They don't know how to operate doors.
I think if one thing life has taught us is that these things find a way.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Based on what? I mean, I haven't learned that lesson, so I'm not sure where
I don't think you understand the situation. I was outside at a park.
Yes.
I drove home, mm-hmm. and then when I got out of my car, mm-hmm. I was stung by a bee. I believe the bee came from that park I drove from.
Let me ask you a question.
Miles away.
Do you have any flowers in your yard?
Not like ones that a bee would love.
Most bees love most flowers.
These flowers are lame.
What are they? Are they tulips?
Are they
roses?
They're pink and they smell spring-like.
So like pink carnations, maybe,
yeah,
pink flowers.
Yeah.
Okay, so they smell, they have a lot of color, they're flowers.
Right.
Right.
I don't know why we're talking about my garden right now, but
yeah, because that's where the bees probably
came
from.
I don't think you understand. I believe that this bee somehow got into a separate vehicle and followed me home.
Okay, and you made that point earlier when you drew the pictures, and I don't think that's true. And I don't want to turn this composite sketch of the bee to the police because
we can trust the Mini Cooper dealer. No, ma'am. Yes, we do. I mean, we do have small cars, but none that, if you literally mean a bee, none that small.
I absolutely literally mean a bee. Are you?
I know a lot about small cars, too. All of us do here at Mini
Cooper. Sorry. Rick, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
You got to make a sale here, okay? I don't care how small they think this car.
I'm an honest man.
No, I don't give a shit about that. You got to make a sale here.
Okay, I don't think she's looking to buy a car for a bee.
If she has a bee that she wants to buy a car for, you sell her.
Okay, I think she's on a fact-finding mission.
Just do it.
I was just told that we do the new 2014 Mini Coupe that's coming in, actually, bee drive.
I knew it. Doctor?
Wait.
I really need to get back to the hospital. I really shouldn't be here with you.
I think I proved a point here. I think you can talk to your colleagues and your medical books and tell them something.
I mean, can I see this car? Can I see this new bee-ready car? Because I don't...
Okay.
Me. Are there any bees test driving one right now? Because I don't want to be near it if that's what's happening.
No, ma'am. I don't think there's any bees currently on the lot. I need to talk to my manager.
So, let me understand this. You want me to retrofit this car so a bee can drive it and your sale depends on this?
Yeah. Come on.
That sounds, I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Come on, Krowski.
I've been working cars my whole life.
Krowski, you owe me a favor. Come on.
I owe you a lot of favors. You saved my life literally 100 times. but I don't know how I'm going to get this car so a bee can drive it. I mean,
just make it look like a bee can drive it. That's all we really need.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make the...
Hey, Krosky, I'm going to throw out this little tiny chair that my daughter had from her doll's house. Do you want to do anything with her, or should I just throw it out? It seems like totally useless in this environment to me.
I'm so glad you brought that chair all the way into work.
Yeah?
To see if anybody wanted it, because I need that chair.
Seriously? We cut to his house 3 hours later.
Mommy! Where's the chair for my dollhouse?
Okay, just get in the shower.
Where is it?
No, calm down. Just take off your jacket.
It's not there!
Calm down. I know it's not there.
There's nowhere for my doll to
you
sit!
Need to calm down. I think you need to get with your buddy.
Daddy took it! I know it! He's always hated that chair!
I don't think so. I need you to climb. You're climbing on me. Get off of me.
I'm going to run away.
Okay.
I'm going to run away.
Be careful. If you go outside, there are bees out there, sweetheart.
So what I did was I splashed honey all around the interior of the car.
Yeah.
I covered the steering wheel in flowers. And as you can see, there's doll furniture in here, tiny little doll furniture.
This is great.
Now, I want to caution you. I want to make this very clear. A bee cannot drive this.
I know. It's not like she's going to find one. She just is buying it to prove a point, I think.
To me, it looks like a bee might try to drive this because there's things in there that bees like.
It looks great.
The size of a bee.
Hey, we're even Stevens.
So I know that your salesperson is getting the car ready, and I actually have a very friendly little insect who might want to go on this test drive with you.
Just keep it away, please.
No, this is not a bee, okay?
Okay.
This is not a bee. This is a yellow jacket. All right, totally different.
That's a bee. That's
No. Totally different animal. I wouldn't be afraid of this guy at all. Just hold him on your finger.
Oh my God. You just put it on my finger. Yeah, Why did you ask me to hold it on my finger if you're just going to put it on my finger?
I just figure if you guys are going to be tooling around town. So here's the car. All right, please, she's ready to take this drive.
Please.
All right.
Please, I'm afraid.
No,
please.
Just put him in
take
the,
it back.
No, put him in the driver's seat. Put him in the driver's seat. Put the seatbelt on him. Okay. There you go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, that's a nice little, is this floss, the seatbelt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Half hour later.
Broop, broop. Broop, broop.
Yes, officer. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, officer.
Ma'am, who's driving this car?
You're looking at him.
That's a yellow jacket.
Yes.
This is a B car. Mm-hmm. Should not be driven by a yellow jacket, ma'am. Can you and the yellow jacket step out of the car, please?
Look, he's got a temper.
Step
please.
Out of I, the car, I, please. I,
please don't just. Please.
Oh!
No!
Oh!
Don't! This is America!
It's taking me!
Don't!
Me back up! Back up! Back up!
Are you okay up there? Rick, you okay? Looks like you're freaking out.
I got a yellow jacket.
Hold on, I'm going to turn on the video camera. This one's going to be recorded just in case it's legal proceedings. All right, let me amble up to this car here.
We cut to that footage being on one of those late night cop shows and that cop watching it in bed with his wife. Honey, just turn it off.
Look, I just want to watch it a little bit longer till 2 Minute Tony comes on.
Crap on YouTube, featuring Sean Clements, Neil Campbell, and Dominic Diokis.
We got another one, Brett?
Yeah.
Serve it up.
Disney Star Wars rant.
Okay, I just read an IndieWire article that one of Disney's executives has said that starting in 2015, there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every summer. Okay, look. I was willing to give, you know, George Lucas and Disney the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe they wouldn't. You know, even the new Star Wars film. I mean, J.J. Abrams, great director. But Disney, look, don't treat this like Pirates of the Caribbean. Do not run this thing in the ground. You are totally killing, you know, the perception. You know, every geek's, you know, perception of Star Wars. Their, you know, how they're going to do this. I mean, God, can't y'all just leave stuff? You know, you make good films. Great, leave them alone. They are timeless classics. I mean, do you have to ruin every stinking thing that you do? Come on, Disney. I mean, yeah, you can blame George Lucas all you want for letting go of Lucasfilm and letting go of all this stuff and giving it to Disney. I don't blame George Lucas at this point, because he's kind of like just tired of everybody nitpicking and nickel and diming about every little damn thing that he does. And he's a billionaire, and he let go of it. He's made his money. Leave the man alone. But Disney, look, you left Marvel alone. Leave Lucasfilm alone. Let him work. Don't run this shit into the ground. That's all I'm saying. Follow me at Brain Napalm TV on Twitter. Subscribe. Like. If you like what I'm doing, you can also find me on Facebook. You can also...
I like the plug. The just segue. Anyway, if you like what I'm giving you here.
It's such a weird line in the sand to draw where it's like... It's like, okay, I'm okay that someone else is taking this over. That the big, it's just the frequency. That's where I get
Well, and he's a Lucas apologist. Like, he's going like, I don't blame George Lucas for any of this.
Look,
like,
he's a billionaire, but Disney hasn't made their money yet.
He's all over the place with points. He's just bummed out.
Like, I can sort of get someone having the point of being like, look, just because you say it's this thing, you know, good or bad, Star Wars is George Lucas. You know, yeah. you can't just slap the name on something and have a totally different team and still pretend it's that, you know, or the Muppets or anything like that. I guess I get that, but that's not even his point.
Yeah,
he's like okay with it. It's just once it was like going to be coming out every year that
or even being like, or even being like, they've been ruining this franchise for years. Like, why do they continue to drag it through the mud after all the prequels or something? I'd be like, okay, yeah, I see that point of view, but he's just so just like generally frustrated.
Yeah, yeah, it's like now he's mad.
George Lucas. Welcome Hello. To heaven.
Oh my God, I died, didn't I? I'm dead.
You did, but you're in heaven. Look around.
Oh. Oh wow, it's beautiful.
You provided humans with a lot of entertainment and happiness and joy, and God thanks you for that.
Okay, good. I did, right? You Overall, did. It was more joy than disappointment?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, great, because toward the end there, I was starting to sweat that a little.
It wasn't perfect.
Right.
And God might have a few things to say, and there are some nerds here that have been waiting for you. Like, their heaven is talking to you. So if you don't mind, if we can get that out of the way,
yeah,
just have all eternity
purgatory type thing for me, huh?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's heaven is different, and their heaven is meeting you and just getting some questions in.
All right, no, I'm happy to.
You got eternity.
I know. I'm.
Hey, is that George Lucas?
George Lucas Hello. Is here.
Ding, ding, ding.
I got some
ding,
questions.
Ding, ding.
For you.
What's the spell? Hold on.
I got some questions.
Okay, I'm happy to answer.
What kind of engine was in that car in American Graffiti?
Oh wow, your question's about American Graffiti.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I said
I'm a
they
nerd.
Were fans here. No, not, no, not that's Star Wars.
Wow.
Fans.
Okay, I'm actually happy to answer that. I think. Gosh, it was so long ago, you know, and I think it was like a V6.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great. That's
You just helped me win $10.
George!
Hello.
I love you. Big, big movie that everybody loves.
All right, which one?
THX-1138.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Oh, here you are.
You love it because of its subsequent, like, pioneering in sound and the company's kind of... Like...
I know about pioneers, what, westerns?
Oh, no.
I love movies that take place in a white void, man.
Well, thank you.
How did you come up with white? I've always wanted to ask you that. Why white?
Oh, okay. Pretty... Easy. Just felt like a sterile color. I wanted it to be a sterile environment.
I knew it! Heaven!
All right. Wow, this is...
George Lucas, you know what I'm going to say. You already know what I'm going to say,
okay.
Don't you?
All right. I went a little too far with some of the
well,
Yoda
maybe,
fight scenes.
Maybe. What's... Not exactly. So, it's a ranch...
Skywalker
yeah,
Ranch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
ranch? A ranch?
I call it that. It's a ranch style.
But it's mainly just like that's what you named it because of the style?
Yeah, the style of the house. There weren't like horses
okay.
and stuff there.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
To get the opportunity to ask that.
Okay, you're a big fan of the ranch.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you have a lightsaber on your shirt. I think I know where you're coming from.
Yes. As someone else whose neck is indistinguishable from his jawline, I have a question about how you shaved your beard into the shape of a jawline. what kind of razor did you use? I guess that's the question. What kind of razor did you use?
All right.
I told you, I have huge fans. Not just of your work, but of the way you shave your face.
No, this is great. And I will say it was, I didn't put a lot of thought into it. It was just one of
the... Hey, I just arrived late. Has anyone asked about the beard and how you shave it?
He just asked. I was just giving the answer. You're right on time.
The way you match the neckline.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you've got quite a neckline.
I died 50 years ago. I've been waiting for this answer, boy.
Oh, okay. Well, then here it is. The answer is like one of those beard trimmers. Oh, and then
excuse me. None of you neophytes are asking questions about what's really important. Okay. I think I'm curious about something that a lot of people want more details on. Mr. Lucas, what's it like having two first names? Your last name is also a first name.
I don't know. Is that the case with you as well? Is your last name a first name?
No, I wouldn't have to ask if that was the case with me. I would just know. I would go, hey, we can really identify with this, the two of us.
Yeah, well, I caught some flack for it in grade school, and then eventually people
I'll
just...
I'll bet! Thanks! Bye!
Was that an angel? It didn't seem like a normal
thing. Yeah, well, the angels are big fan here, so... Back to the neckline question. You never did answer it.
You know, I'm getting...
Hold on. Okay. Everybody's heaven's different.
Okay.
We're all up here looking for a different paradise. I've been waiting 50 years for this fucking question.
Sure.
All right. Answer it slowly and nice, you know. Make me enjoy this.
All right, I'll slowly and nicely
answer. Because how do you answer this? I don't know what I'm doing for the rest of eternity, because I'm going to know the answer.
You sure you don't want me to hold off and leave you in the state of wonder? Like, maybe that's what you actually want.
No, I've been dying up here.
Okay, all right. So what's the question?
We want to know, a lot of us up here, how's the beard match the neckline go perfectly and hide it at the same time?
All right, this is a bit of an embarrassing answer. It's my beard and neckline are made from Jim Henson's Creature Shop. I had them make a little prosthetic beard and jawline. You can't get this beard and jawline with any kind of natural means.
Why didn't Jim just tell us that? He's been up here for years.
Yeah.
Jim's up here?
Sorry.
Oh, hey, Jim.
Hi.
Jim,
holy shit, two legends, and I'm right here.
Wow.
Jim, can I ask you something? Have people been asking you about your career and life when you've been up here?
A little bit.
Have the things that they've been asking you, have they been about the Muppets, or?
No, not really the Muppets. Okay. Almost everything but.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like...
Hey, Jim, can I ask you a question about the Muppets?
Go ahead, shoot.
Was R2-D2 a Muppet?
No.
Wow, I feel like I could actually feel that.
Shut up! I'm asking you about the Muppets!
Shut up,
I've always wondered.
No, R2-D2 was me, Kenny Baker.
Are you dead?
Whoa!
I am dead, yes. I'm definitely dead. Holy shit, what's your heaven?
Me? I was cast in Game of Thrones in my heaven.
Oh.
Crap on YouTube, featuring Seth Morris, Brian Husky, and Paul Rust.
Thank you. Let's see it.
Okay, so we got a Jimmy Dean sausage complaint.
You've seen this, Seth?
Yeah. It's I'm excited.
Okay. Never close up on me. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl,
little.
And a daughter. Who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16 ounce of maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy 2 of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage. Because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work.
Why can't he buy 2 rolls? 12-ounce
goddamn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men.
You're fat at least, shit.
Yeah. At my point.
And the 2 girls, and they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage.
Whoa!
Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid. Fuck this shit up. Save money. Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. Fuck, I'm gonna eat, goddammit.
Wow.
I ain't gonna eat your Obama sausages.
Okay, guys, thanks for coming in for the Jimmy Dean focus group.
Thanks for having us.
We had a lot of respondents, but you guys had the most suggestions and complaints. So let's just get it out on the table, and we'll maybe we can solve each other's complaints because you guys had a lot.
Sure.
Go ahead. Who wants to go first?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having us here.
Where are you from?
I'm a Texas man.
That's good. We're both Texas men.
Yeah. We're from Butter, Texas.
Oh, you know each other?
Mm-hmm. We're both Butter Boys.
Butter Boys.
Butter, Texas?
Butter, Texas.
We made sure we only brought... As a matter of fact, of all our respondents, there was, I think it's 95% Texans. We didn't know that.
Any other butterins? Do you notice?
You know, I wasn't focusing on where it's coming. I'm going to go back and look at that. Actually, I feel like we might have should have spread it out a little bit instead of a small town I never heard of. 2 guys.
Well, is Dale Oshak here?
Is he another guy? He might be late. We have one guy that's supposed to show up.
Well, anyway, I thank you for coming here for this forum. And to me, it's the height of democracy because I'm here. You know I don't like you. You know I'm upset. You still invited me in, and I appreciate
you're saying
that.
Me. I'm just the focus group guy. You
mad are
at me?
A symbol.
You are the face.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead.
You represent, and tell me if you don't agree with me.
Oh, I will.
But you represent all that is evil.
Just me or Jimmy Dean Sausage?
You and your people.
Okay, hold on. Now, I've read both of your guys, both suggestions. What was the guy's name again? The other guy?
Dale Oshak.
Dale Oshak, come on in.
Dale Oshak.
This is a Jimmy Dean focus group, and you three have the most complaints and suggestions for...
Dale,
I guess how to improve our product.
Dale, it's good to see you.
Oh, thanks. I'm really sorry, guys. I had to run some testing on some new casing we got, you know, for the sausage.
We started making our own damn sausage. We got so fed up.
Okay, because you don't work for Jimmy Dean Sausage. You have a problem with our product. Let's hear about what's going on, guys.
But I've been running my own testing on some casing is what I'm saying.
That's right. Thank so you might be in
thank you.
I'll tell you what the problem is. You went from a 16-ounce package of delicious meat,
right,
to a 2-ounce nugget of meat-like pellets, and I don't know how.
What do you mean 2 ounce? We have a 12-ounce now.
You know what? Potato, potato. I mean, the size when you're eating sausage,
I'm not
you don't
here
gauge.
To talk about what math.
I mean, look at us. Look at us, man.
That's
we're
right.
Each 300 pounds.
That's right. We run big in Butter, Texas. We've got. I got myself. I've got my brother. I've got my other brother. I've got my sister. I've got, and the women in our family run large.
Oh, yeah, and your daughter's huge.
She's big. She does not float.
I'm so fat, that's just what I call different parts of my body. I got my brother, my other brother, my sister's my butt, you know.
So maybe you shouldn't be eating, maybe just one sausage patty is plenty.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, is this something that's come up before?
Why don't you, why don't you take my gun, too, while you're regulating things that are going on in my body?
I don't.
Well, how many guns do you have, if we're going to go with this metaphor?
I got, metaphorically, or how many real guns?
Yeah, how many guns do you have?
In my real life?
Yeah.
have seven guns.
So maybe you only need one. It's the same thing.
First they come for your guns.
Yeah.
Then they come for your sausages.
Mm-hmm. Well, we spoke about the sausages first.
Then they come for your couch, probably.
They come for your Wii after that.
Guys, I found it weird that you all are from the same town. You obviously have talked about this before, but all your complaints and suggestions were completely different.
Well, we're
different people. You don't seem to line up. What are your problems with the sausage?
Too big.
Too big.
Yep. Yep.
Do you guys fight about this?
All that, like cats and mean cats.
No, I thought you were a big fat guy that wanted a lot. Why do you think it's too big?
Hey, you just said I'm a big fat guy. I'm trying to lose my weight.
That's
here.
Right.
Well, why don't you give some of your sausage to the rest of the
because
people that
Because that's
want
his
sausage.
Goddamn sausage.
Yeah. Easy, sir. Everybody's got their own sausage. You can't step on a man's sausage.
Now.
All right, so too big. Well, you don't have to eat it all, so how can anything be too big?
You don't have to eat it all.
Listen to Mr. Russia. Well. You get food and you got to save it bit by bit just in case your neighbor comes over and steals it from
you.
Don't
you have a family?
Yeah.
Who else lives with you?
Huge fat people. Huge fat. Yeah.
Do you know that we are three of the only people in Butter that have been out of their houses in the last 7 years?
Yeah.
Are you saying because you... have the ability to leave and they don't?
We are thin enough to move through the door frames.
Well, or expanded door frames. Buttercup.
Yeah, double
doors. Let me put it this way. Most of the children in Butter, Texas don't know the difference between their own skin and the sofa skin that their skin is fused into.
Yeah.
Sofa skin.
Grafted into.
A lot of the kids.
What's your problem with the sauce?
Well, my problem is with the goddamn.
Get him, Oshak.
Sick him. It's with the goddamn casing, okay?
What about the casing?
Well, all right, just for anyone who doesn't know much about sausage, which is a crime in this country.
Oh, he smells blood now.
The casing is the thing that keeps the entrails and guts inside of the sausage.
Sure.
It gives it that pleasant, penile shape that we all love to show.
Is that why you like it?
No, just making a just a comparison. Now, my problem with the casing is that sometimes it's a little too tough. And if I'm in an eating frenzy, I don't need to be focusing on chewing. I need that thing to just break down as fast as possible and get down in my stomach.
Well, Jimmy Dean has wonderful casing. Most homemade casing is always thicker than the Jimmy Dean stuff.
Well, that's why I buy the Jimmy Dean. I'm not going to go to some hippie's sausage factory and
You said you
stuff.
Made your own casing.
I do that just as a hobby, just to get in touch with myself. My therapist said that I need to take up a hobby instead of eating, so I'm making sausage casings.
Okay.
You guys should try it.
It's
Maybe
really
use
good.
It at your Jimmy Dean factory.
I use it as a condom. That's how good it is. That's how strong it is.
Condoms. That's the best sex.
I love condom sex.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Which of us had the best complaint, do you think?
Oh, we don't have to make it into that.
Well, too small, too big, hate the casing. Is that what it is?
My complaint was too
I thought you meant
tough.
My complaint was too small.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
You summarized that
I wasn't
well.
Criticizing... your complaints.
So
I don't think you realize how hurtful you can be.
Hold on. Let's get on to the positive. The suggestions you had for sausages.
All right, then.
Who wants to start on the suggestions?
Colors.
Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that? I saw that.
Different colors, sausages.
Color coding system.
You mean beyond the red kind of brown
well, make
it already
it,
is?
I think that you should make it sort of like the terrorist alert. You know, if you're super hungry, make them some red ones. You're under attack. You're in a hunger attack. You got to stop the terrorists by eating some sausage.
But is there any difference between them besides the
color?
Well,
you could have yellow, which would just be like in the bathroom if you're sitting on the toilet munching on some sausage.
I don't think you should eat sausage in the bathroom.
Well, I don't think you should judge me for my lifestyle choices. How
Friend,
about
I got
that?
Two words for you. Toaster, sausage. Toaster sausage. Sausage you can put in the toaster.
Like the waffles you can make in the toaster.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, but the grease will fall down into the toaster and ruin it. We've tried this.
I have a suggestion that I think might be a big hit with the younger generation. Downloadable sausages. You go to your computer, maybe you're in a internet cafe having a coffee. Nothing better to dunk in that coffee than a big old sausage. You download it, you eat it, and you give the finger to the kid in the Warby Parker glasses next to you. Fuck you. My glasses cost more than you make in a month.
Okay. I didn't even write that one down.
All right, well.
I got two more words for you.
I wish you had.
Sausage patch. Sausage patch. It's timed released flavor. It seeps into your skin. You get the fats and the greases that are inherent in the Jimmy Dean sausage.
Isn't taste what you like from a sausage more than the fats?
I'll be honest. I rarely taste the food.
Yeah, I never.
I just
I burn my taste buds in a Jimmy Dean grease fire.
Oh, shit. I forgot to do those interviews. I panic a lot, man. We can cut that out, right? Or no. But then the batteries fell out.
Okie dokie.
Gay marriage. Why or why not?
Okie dokie.
Man on the Street interview featuring Lennon Parham, John Gamberling, and Joe Wett.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud of this next segment. If you are a fan of Improv for Humans, then you know Eric, the paid intern, and I thought I had to have him on this special show because a lot of people want to know what he looks like. We've made fun of his long hair, and maybe I think he got a haircut. Maybe not. Maybe he just has it pulled back. Let's bring him out here. Let's get a close up on Eric, please. That's what I want. Okay, so Eric, let down your hair. Let's take a look here.
I didn't shower today.
Beautiful succulent hair.
You like that, Lynn?
I do. It doesn't have it doesn't even have a bend in it where the ponytail was.
Oh, nice.
It's gorgeous.
So we were advising him to get a haircut, but now it's almost as long enough where it's starting to look pretty good, I gotta say. When it was in that in-between phase, it looked dumb, I gotta say. But have you gone on a date?
Oh, yeah, I took your advice and I went on a date.
See, some people listen to me.
Yeah, it was a train wreck.
Okay, what happened?
Well, the first thing that she said, like, all right, let's meet Friday.
Let's slow down. Where did you meet this woman?
She worked here for a while. She's probably going to see this, so this is going to make it. I didn't know this was going to be a video thing.
She's still going to hear it. You think we're going to disguise who you are? All right.
Yeah, but it's different because, I don't know.
Okay, anyway, so she used to work here. You call her up and you say what?
Well, I didn't even call her. I was walking.
Text her.
No, I don't know. It's just all blur. So I was walking down. I got her number. And then, yeah, I did end up texting her. But she's like, all right, let's do Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I thought she meant next Friday. So I forgot. And then I got a text message saying, like, oh, are you here? And I panicked because I didn't know what to do in that situation. So I immediately just tried to, like, shave and shower as fast as I could.
Oh, okay. So on a Friday, you thought you had one more week, but she texts you and says, why aren't you here? What's going on? You're like, oh, my God. Instead of saying it's supposed to be 1 week from now, you rushed over there.
Yeah, but it was a bad rush because, like, when I was shaving, I cut my face up a bunch and, like, missed a bunch of patches on my face. And so I showed up, like, 20 minutes late with just, like, blood and a patchy beard on my face.
Yeah? Women will forgive that, though.
And since I was kind of, like, nervous about that, like, I was nervous about the date, too, but mostly the blood and the hair on my face. I forgot to order a drink, so I was just sitting there.
Where are we?
At the coffee shop across the street.
Okay.
And I forgot... So I forgot to order a drink. I'm just sitting there, like, talking to her. I don't even remember what I said.
Did you order her a drink?
No, because she said, are you going to order a drink? And instead of taking that as a cue to order a drink, I thought it'd be a good segue into talking about times I had ordered food online. And so then I told And so then...
Wait a minute. So you guys are in a restaurant. What's the waiter doing?
No, it's like a coffee place.
So you guys never ordered anything?
She did, but I
did.
And so then I told her about the time that I ordered a chocolate cake online. A slice of chocolate cake. And had it delivered.
How do you order only a slice of chocolate cake online?
I don't know. There's this website called eat24.com. They cater to your...
Okay.
Oh.
So how did the date end?
Well, she said, I got to go back to work.
Oh, it's a lunch date.
Yeah, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm parked back there, which was a lie because I had actually parked right in front of where she worked, and so here. And so I went out the back and then waited till she went inside. But then I went to my car and she came back down and was like, I forgot my laptop bag. and I was getting him, and then I just left.
So she caught you in a lie?
Yeah, I've never.
Why
I haven't talked.
Lie?
Yeah, I panicked. I just didn't know. I was like, "Shit, I gotta get out of here!" And like, I just
what was
thought,
the panic part? Why panic?
I besides the patchy beard and like the shaving cuts and the not ordering coffee. I don't know.
You wanted to get out the back as quickly as you could.
Yeah.
You wanted to get out.
Okay, should we do a scene on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Kevin?
Hey.
Hey, it's Glenn.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good. Where are you?
You know, just doing my thing.
Okay. I'm outside of Six Flags, so...
You're outside of Six Flags?
Yeah. Are you close? Are you doing your thing close
oh,
by?
Joe. Yes, yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
When we're just ass fucking, I got all your shit on my dick.
Oh, okay. Can you just keep it down
what?
For a second? Thank you for that update, but can you just keep that?
I need to know if I can use a towel or
yes,
something.
Yeah, sure. There are towels. There are towels.
Any towel? Because there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, any towel. Any towel's fine. Any towel's fine.
All right.
So, I mean, my mom dropped me off, so.
I'm just circling, you know. I'm trying to find the bet. There's a lot of parking. Spots
yeah,
available
they usually just
here.
Direct you to the spot that you're supposed to park in.
Yeah, but these guys could see that I was doing my own thing, so they're just letting me look around. Okay. And I'll be there. I'll probably be there in like a couple of hours or so.
Oh, okay. I can't go in without an adult, so I guess I'll just stay here. Or should I climb the fence?
No, don't climb the fence. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely there. I'm like ready to go to Six Flags with you right now. You know? You know what you could do is why don't you see if there is a way for you to get in without climbing the fence, but just get in there and maybe ride a couple of rides and just have fun. And
but
then
it's the big picture. I mean, the big brother program. You're not supposed to... Like, I'm not supposed to pay for anything, so I don't have any money, right. So I was waiting for you to pay for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you went up to
click,
the guy.
Click.
Click. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Where are you, honey?
Oh, I'm.
Everybody's waiting. Mom and Dad are here, and the priest's here, and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm just doing my thing. I'm getting in there just on my way.
Okay, make sure you bring the ring, right?
Yeah,
Roger says he doesn't have the ring.
Honey, would I forget the ring on today of all days, our wedding day, which I'm so excited for, and I just, you know, I've
Joe,
had it.
Joe, I also can't get your shit off my dick.
Okay,
all right. It's not coming off.
Okay, Gary, I don't
what
know.
What did you eat?
Well, why don't you just wet down? You can wet down a towel.
I think I know how to wet down a towel.
Okay, well, you're using a dry
it's
towel.
It's not coming off.
Okay, well, can you just hang on for a second?
These towels are not 100% cotton. They have some polyester that makes it hard to get the shit off the dick.
These are my secret orgy towels. I don't buy the best towels.
Well, this is the wrong material for an orgy towel.
They don't work.
Who is that? Is that honey?
That's that's some of the local people in the neighborhood came out and were sort of craning their necks because they could see a wedding was happening here. And I'm right
where
outside.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just right outside. And, I just wanted to walk around, just sort of go over my vows a couple more times
in
my head.
Okay, I
want to
go over my
in.
Vows, too. I love you.
I love
you. Greatest day of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. You know what will be fun?
Click,
what's
click.
That? What would be fun?
No, I'm not talking
click,
to you right
click.
Now, Clement. Hello?
Click, click.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, hello?
I just, I broke my leg.
Glenn? This is Glenn.
Yeah, this is Glenn.
Okay, you broke your leg. How did
I
you break
my
your leg?
Leg?
How did you break your leg?
I tried to squeeze through the fence because everybody says I'm super skinny.
Oh, Glenn,
so I just was
you
trying
to
squeeze through the fence and then one of those cartoonists taught me.
A caricaturist?
Yeah, that's what they call him. And he ran over and he was trying to help me pull me through because he knows what it's like to grow up in a bad neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
That's click, why click, he became a caricaturist.
Click, click.
Could you hold on 1 second?
Sure. Don't hang up on me.
Don't move your leg. Hello?
Hey, Joe. I'm Mel DeBrite. I hear at airport.
Oh, you're here.
I arrive at airport. I hear for you. Where are you?
You're here on this Saturday. Yes, of course. This is
TSA.
Saturday.
They hassle me.
They're hassling you?
Yeah. Where are you?
Okay. They shouldn't be. I'm
Joe. Do you have paint thinner or something? This is not coming off.
I don't have paint thinner.
It's true. We need to use one of your toothbrushes.
I have some seltzer water. Grab some seltzer water if you want, and some lime juice. That's worked before.
Lime?
Yeah.
Click.
Mail Enterprise. Hold on a second.
You call me Mail Enterprise?
Sorry.
Hey, man, your cake is ready.
My cake?
Where do you want it?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't order a whole cake. No, I ordered a slice of cake.
I'll just cut you a slice in, man. But I'm outside. Let me give you this cake.
Why are you so angry?
24-hour foods.
Crap on YouTube, featuring Adam Pally, Rob Hubel, and John Gabris.
All right, we got hentai described.
Okay.
Hentai described.
Yes. I don't know what that
That's
means.
Terrifying. Hentai is anime.
What is hentai?
Hentai is anime, except it's for people 18 and up because it's pornographic. Horny aliens with tentacles that want to... get
sure,
intimate
look
with
into the
human girls. They
this guy's seen so much hentai.
They,
it's Fat Jay and Silent Bob.
It goes up the girl's vagina and in and out and does.
Now he's describing sex.
Women, while this is occurring, like, are these human women enjoying these tentacles doing these weird things?
This guy's super hard.
I actually can't tell. Sometimes they say stop or don't do it, but they don't try and free themselves.
He
so,
watches very
I'm actually
specific.
Not sure.
If you were in a hentai, how would your hentai go? You were the star.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, glad you asked because I've thought this out a lot.
Let me think.
Ponytail up real quick.
I would be on a cruise ship. And a storm came along, and we had to get in the lifeboat.
A ton
and then
of backstory
somehow I get washed out of the lifeboat, and
you're adrift.
Yes, and I end up in Japan.
Titanic.
And I would be accustomed by the many beautiful anime Japanese women there.
The Coast Guard, the Japanese Coast Guard.
Yes.
And, well, you'd be saved by them. That's nice. But then I think something else might happen, wouldn't it?
Yes.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Obviously getting laid.
The interviewer is the just as fucking
monster,
weird.
Both awful. The main antagonist of this hentai. I have on Final Fantasy-esque armor, and I have a awesome sword, and I do a I fight them off one by one until I reach the
king. He fights off the women?
When?
And
his own fantasy,
is,
he doesn't get laid.
Trying to do all my women and
do all my
women. Look at him playing with his hair.
I don't
hair.
Know what would happen, but
is it, slay him. Of
is
course.
It cool if I beat
yes,
off to this?
I would slay him with a special attack. Maybe
special attack.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
He was also doing the like blind albino face, you know, like we ever see albino who, when they look down because their eyes are always like they scrunch. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
you never
I
had an albino
I don't want to know.
You never had an albino friend? I'm being serious. Have you ever had an albino friend?
I don't have to tell you if
I know,
I've had an albino friend.
Why, man?
I know an albino. I don't know that I would say that we're friends.
Okay, but you know an albino. You
can
know.
You really
not
be
all
friends
of their
with an albino,
eyes.
Though?
No, no.
Their eyes are...
A lot of their eyes are...
Can't handle the sun.
Can't handle the sun, so they do... They make
oh,
a,
I didn't know
They
that.
Do that kind of like look yeah. down scrunch.
Also,
that,
actors playing blind people in movies
yes,
always
they,
do like this.
They always do like yeah. they can't look up. Yeah. Like he was doing that pretty consistently.
Why was it so important to you whether or not we knew whether we were friends?
So you would
albino.
Know.
That was a weird pressure.
You got
so
very
you would
aggressive
know.
About
so
that.
So you would know.
Like you have
that
a lot
I
of,
have,
like you have a lot yeah, of albino.
So you would know that I have a whole community.
Ding dong.
Just a second.
Hello?
Ding dong. Ding dong.
I'm coming.
Ding hello? Dong. Oh, hey. Okay. Hi, I'm with the U.S. Census.
Oh, boy.
Do you mind if I come in? We just have a few questions.
Yeah,
it goes
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
quicker
yeah, yeah.
than you might think.
All right, sure.
Oh, thanks.
Come on in. Come on in. Yep.
Okay. Can I sit down?
Sure. Go ahead. Have a seat right here.
Okay.
You're definitely with the census? Can I see some ID or something? This neighborhood just is kind of weird.
Well, we get employed. A lot of the census is a bunch of freelance guys like me, so this is my ID right here.
Okay. All right. That looks official. Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
For what? I mean, you're going to ask me questions.
Yeah.
All right. You're not going to
Okay. Are you a United States citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have friends that are albino?
That's the second question?
Yep. Do you have friends that are albino?
Sure, man. Yeah, if it facilitates this, if it makes this end quicker, then yeah, I got a lot
of albino. That's a yes?
Yes.
How many albino friends do you have?
Oh, man. I don't know. 14. Look, I exaggerated. I have like two albino friends.
Just two?
Yeah, currently.
Sir, I don't have an opinion. I have no judgment here. Okay, I'm just taking down the numbers.
Yeah, I only have two. Yeah. Well, you know what? To be honest, I have one. I have one albino friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it one or two?
It's one.
Was it always one?
No, he was 14. And then I gradually got rid of a lot of those friends because they're very difficult to be friends with.
Oh, so you know 14 albinos.
I used to know I'm only friends with one of them. I used to know 14.
Okay. You want me to move on to some non-albino questions for a little bit?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. How many people do you know who know albinos?
Oh, man. You said...
This isn't a question directly on albinos. It's about the people who know.
How many people
friends
do I know?
Friends you know that I mean, know
several,
albinos.
Yeah, like more than 10.
Okay. I have three. Okay. You want to get that?
Can you hold on for just a second? Hello?
Hey, what the fuck, Rob?
Reggie, what?
Where are you?
I'm with the census guy. The guy, census guy's in my house right now asking me questions.
We're all going to fucking hang out in my basement.
Reggie, I can't do that, man. I gotta...
What do you mean?
It's too dark. You...
What the fuck, man? We were all gonna hang out.
It's a bummer over there, man. It's like... Can you hold on for just a second?
Yeah.
The census guy is sitting here looking at
There's
me.
A census guy in your house right now?
Yeah, and he was at...
Did he ask you about us?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
shit.
What is the deal? This year, the census is mainly about albino.
Who are you talking to?
Reggie, cover up the LCD screen from your phone. It's burning my face.
Sorry, Darren.
Reggie, I'm not going to come over there and hang out with you and Darren today. It's too dark and it's kind of depressing and you guys never go outside.
We cut to a split screen.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm inside a house doing a census survey right now. Can you trace the call coming to the house that I'm in? Trace the call.
Look, of course, this is standard U.S. census business.
Look, Rob, we were going to have like a big albino blowout tonight.
Reggie,
it was going to be the...
I'm the only
shit.
Non-albino that ever hangs out over there.
Yeah, you were going to be the guest of honor, man. It's we were going to roast you. Everything was going to be
suddenly, Rob hears over his phone.
What the
fuck is it?
Hold on, I think my phone's being tapped or something.
Oh, shit.
What the?
Shit, don't.
There's helicopters outside.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. They're shining a light in here, which is, like, worse than shooting bullets.
Reggie, what's happening?
It sounds like a machine gun. What is it?
It's just a really bright flashlight that is coming. Now, Darren,
run.
Don't go to the window.
You guys better run.
Darren, I gotta look out the window.
Don't look out the window, Darren.
Listen to me.
It's dusk.
Darren, Reggie, listen to me. The U.S. Census is a sham. The organization exists only to ferret out albinos and kill them.
Listen, Rob, they got me. The windows are up. The light's coming in. My skin's burning alive. I can't focus on anything visually.
Run, Reggie, run!
Look, Rob, if I die, I want you to know. We're brothers.
No, we're not.
You're albino.
No, I'm not albino.
It's in you.
I gotta go back down and talk to the census guy. Hold on.
Tell Rob I'm good friends with him as well.
Darren, I'm not that close with you. Hold on. You guys, be careful. I got to go talk to the census guy. Hey, man.
Hey.
Look, I let you into my house and answered some of your questions, and I got a phone call. Well, you didn't know this, but some of those guys happened to be albino. Okay? And while I was on the phone with them, mysteriously, they were attacked by government agents with super powerful flashlights that made machine gun-like noises.
I'm sorry, I have to get out of your house.
No, you don't have to get out of my house.
I have to get out of your house. Let go of my arm.
All right, now you're locked in here.
We got to get out of here.
What do you mean we?
We got to get out
why?
Of
What's
here.
What's about to happen?
Rob, you might be asking yourself why a man in a trench coat with a large hat is now standing on top of your car.
That's exactly what I'm asking myself.
Well, let me tell you, you have been chosen.
What?
By a society to hunt albinos.
No, I don't. I didn't sign up for this.
No one signs up for this.
Look.
It's just the way the light has shined. Or shown.
Please, don't.
Shined? Shown?
It doesn't matter. Don't use me for this, okay? I used to have a lot of albino friends. Yes.
Don't you think we know that? That's why we're here.
Look.
Now, keep driving. Act cool. Don't.
I am acting cool.
But don't make any sudden moves in traffic.
Why am I going to help you guys, okay?
You have no choice, Rob.
You guys clearly hate albinos, okay? You sent
not
a fake U.S. Census.
Oh, Rob. Hey, I thought you said we weren't that close. Come on in.
What's up, Darren? Hey, listen. Can I have something to drink real quick?
Yeah, sure. All I have is milk and room temperature water.
Oh, great. Yeah, I guess I'll go with milk. Darren!
No! What were you waiting for?
I was going to really make conversation with him.
Just do it. Just do it.
I was going to make conversation with him and ease him into death, okay? I've known these people for a long time. I'm just not going to... Why am I even helping you guys?
You have...
We're no. such good friends, Rob.
Darren, just...
shut the fuck up. There we go. That's what I like Darren. To see.
Crap on YouTube, featuring Todd Glass, Anthony King, Alex Funny, and Ben Rogers.
Let's crap on YouTube, Brett.
We got a Rasta banana life savings lost on giant Rasta banana at carnival.
That was a great
heard
one.
About this.
That's a great one.
Who gave us this?
This is the classy hobo.
I like every part of
it. But it is true. A New Hampshire man says his trip to the carnival was a horror show that left him out $2,600.
As New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfield shows us, the man says he was conned at a carnival by a carnival game.
Henry Gribbom says he lost his life savings of $2,600 on a carnival game like this one. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
So you're expecting to win a few things, let the kids have a good time. It just didn't turn out that way.
Gribbom says he attended a Manchester carnival run by Fiesta Shows and wanted to win an Xbox Kinect at a game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub. When he practiced, he says it was easy, but something changed when he started playing for the prize, and the balls kept popping out.
It's not possible that it wasn't rigged.
Gribbom says he kept trying to win back his money by going double or nothing. He dropped $300 in just a few minutes, then says he went home to get $2,300 more and lost all that as well.
I know it's a difficult game. I mean, I've tried it myself. I've done it once, missed probably 20 times.
Fiesta Show says the game is run by an independent contractor who's worked for Fiesta for years. It's interviewing the contractor to see what happened. Are there any scams at all with any of the games?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had a lot of these game operators with us for years.
The traveling carnival is now setting up here in Derry, New Hampshire, but you will not see Tubs of Fun. Fiesta says the independent contractor that runs the game is not allowed to set up while an investigation is taking place.
Because you get caught up in the whole bubble. I have to win my money back.
Henry says he went back the next day to complain, and the man running the game gave him back $600. Henry split with the banana and the cash and filed a report with Manchester PD.
For once in my life, I happen to become that sucker.
In Derry, New Hampshire, Michael Rosenfield, sure WBZ.
The thing the listener is missing is the whole time this guy's talking, he has his baby stroller with the big Rasta banana.
He also looks exactly like Vin Diesel.
That's my Dumpy favorite brother. Thing is that he's walking around his neighborhood pushing his kid with the banana on his shoulder for the news footage. They're like, hey, could you walk around your neighborhood with the banana?
Are you humiliating yourself some more by carrying your Rasta banana around?
That's what I was thinking. It's so hard not to, the producer showed up with the camera people and they do whatever they're told. They're not smart enough to go, well, that might look stupid.
And
sure,
he also didn't think like, I should put something on. No, I'll just wear a white tank top.
He's got glasses on his forehead, which at one point fall over his eyes.
step right up, step right. A game of skill, a game of chance. Anyone want to give it a shot? Throw the ball into the bucket.
How's it work? What do you do?
All you got to do is pick up this ball, throw it in the bucket, you win a prize.
Hey, honey, you want to see me win a prize?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. I know I don't know you. Don't do this game.
What are you talking about?
I spent $2,300 here about a week ago. Did you see me in the news?
You're the banana guy.
Yeah, there's no fucking way it works.
Sweetheart, I want a prize.
Oh, Jesus. Is this your boyfriend?
Don't listen to him. Here.
I want a prize.
You know, I'll give you one for free. Take a shot.
Okay. So I just took this ball and I throw it
at it in the basket.
Okay.
Oh, there's your prize. You win. Look at that. Hey, what are the chances?
How did you lose?
Man.
Dude, how did you lose?
Holy shit.
This is the easiest game in the world.
Did you just win that Xbox?
Okay, yeah, I just won an Xbox Kinect.
Oh, that's the new one that you wave at it and it moves around?
Yeah, you just have to use
I'd like to try it again.
I can't give you another free one, though.
I don't give a shit. How much does it cost? If he did it, I can do it.
$5.
Okay, here you go. Here's $5.
Boom. No, sorry.
Son of a fuck! Hey, man, that ball hit me in the eye after it jumped out of that fucking...
Do double or nothing.
All right, another $5. There you go.
Dunk. Fuck!
All right, I don't want my...
Hey, no cursing. A lot of families around here.
So could you go grab that... It rolled under the Ferris wheel over there. You threw it so hard, it bounced all the way over there. Can you just grab
Can
that?
Can I try while he's getting that ball?
Yeah. Absolutely, $5.
Hey, honey, you like the Xbox Kinect I won for you?
Yeah, it's so nice. This is what I always wanted.
Oh, there you go. Here's your prize.
Hey! I'm going to put it next to my Xbox Kinect I already have. Use them like yeah.
Honey. Jesus Christ. Honey, I want two Xbox Kinects now.
Okay. Can I go
guys,
again?
You're probably lucky... I still wouldn't do it. You want, there's something fucked up here. I don't know how to explain. I'm just looking out for you. Did you see my story on the news?
Yeah, no.
Okay, there's no way you can do.
Is it possible you just don't know how to throw well?
Okay, I did it. I don't know how many times, but I did it like 150 times.
Yeah, but every time you threw it into the middle, the trick is you hit it around the side and make it circle around. Everybody knows that. You always just hit it right in the middle.
Well, do what you do. I don't even have any money on me anyway, so. Go ahead, lose your money. Go ahead, do it.
If you want, you can win three prizes by starting three times as far back. It's more difficult, but there's a higher reward.
Honey, you think I can do it?
I don't know. I'd like to see you try.
I'm going to try to do it. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. There you go. Three prizes for you. How many Kinects do you want?
Hey, buddy. I'll loan you $5 if you want to
give me your
watch.
I'll do this on my own. Honey, go home and in under, you know where we keep it.
Don't
go home.
Don't make me do this.
Listen, please. I don't yell at you in public.
Don't yell at me.
Go home. There's $1,000 under the mattress.
That's for the baby.
Get the $1,000 from under the mattress.
Fine.
If these fucking idiots, no offense, can do it, I can do it too.
Fine, I'll take the scooter.
Sir, I'm a college professor. How am I an idiot?
I'm also a college professor.
I am too.
We're all college professors. Strangers aren't idiots just because you don't know.
You're probably. I'm a little upset because this is very upsetting. I spent $2,000 here about a week ago, and I don't know if this is something going on here. Go home and get the money.
I'm looking for my keys. Just calm down. I'll get the money.
You know, I don't like to be told to calm down in front of people, especially college professors.
I wouldn't tell you.
We cut to the doctor a week later. Okay, and as I've told you, this operation is going to cost at least $1,000. So
to remove to the cesarean section to get the baby out, that's going to cost $1,000.
Yes.
Well, what? Why don't we? Well, I'll just. Why don't we just
Like,
can we?
You
should have not let me do that.
Don't
that's
you
where
put
you
this on me?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Don't you put this on
me, doctor? Here's the tub for the medical gambling that you wanted me to bring in here.
Can I tell you what I'm going to do? Normally it costs $1,000. If you can get this tennis ball in the tub, we'll do double or nothing. Okay? If you get it in, I'll do the surgery for free.
I think I could do it. Remember those guys? Listen.
You don't get it in, I get one of your nuts.
You're not a college professor. You're not going to be able to do it.
For the transplant organ
this?
Department.
How about this?
And we need a nut upstairs.
Honey, just please listen. Just for once, I know I've made some mistakes. I'm just begging you. How about if I get it in, you'll do this for free. If not, and just please listen before you overreact, you can have the baby.
You think I want a baby?
Doctor, they really need that nut upstairs.
I need nuts upstairs right now.
I'm up to my ears in babies.
Attention,
what I need
doctors.
Is some if
it's attention, doctors. If anyone has an extra nut, we need it stat on the third floor. Attention, doctors.
Okay, pal.
If I married Daniel, who was a college professor, he would have been able to do this. He would have kept his nuts, and we would have gotten this baby out of me to raise and to love.
Meanwhile, nuts and surgeries don't grow on trees, so you want to try for the tub or what? Otherwise, she's going to have to go pop this out in an alley somewhere.
Yes, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
do it.
Okay, double or
nothing. Cut to her at her book club.
Paula, what are you going to do? I guess just pop it out in an alleyway somewhere.
No, you can't.
That's what the doctor advised.
They said if you don't get a cesarean, you'll die.
Well, I'm sorry that my husband throws weird.
Are we going to talk about the books at any point, or is it all going to be about our health issues?
No one liked delirium. No one wants to talk about it.
It's more interesting that I'm now wrapped up in a situation where I need to have a baby and I physically cannot because my husband doesn't know how to throw a ball.
Did they really take one of his nuts?
They took one. They held him down and took one of his nuts.
Why didn't he just sell the nut and not throw the ball? He could just worked out a deal to sell one of his nuts.
He's not a smart man.
Well, he has one left. What's he going to do with it?
He says he's going to go double or nothing. He's going back in.
He's going back to the doctor's office?
You can't come in here. I'm in the middle of surgery. Get this man out of here.
I want a second chance. I've got another nut, which means I have a second chance.
Let him do it. I'd like another nut.
All right. I normally wouldn't do this in the middle. This woman's out. You can throw it. If you throw your wedding ring into her vagina, okay. I'll do the surgery for free.
Okay.
Otherwise, I get to keep the wedding ring.
Okay.
You heard him, nurse. Prep the vagina.
Can you open up the vagina?
I don't want to
Don't say open it up unnaturally.
Just open it up a lot more so I can hit the rim of
it. Okay, but not too crazy.
I want it to twirl in like the ball. I forgot that last time when I lost my other fucking nut. Can you really open it up wider?
Okay, hold on. Okay, that's enough. You're going to hurt her. Okay. I don't want to be unethical here.
Oh, shit. I got to be honest. Hold on. Let me just fucking do it. You know what? I'm just going to shut my eyes and fucking wing the motherfucker.
It goes around the rim of the vagina. Slow motion as it looks like it's going to go in. And it teeters in and out. Does it go in?
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners. Featuring Horatio Sands, Tim Meadows, and Sean Conroy.
Okay, I want to give a question to our newly arrived Sean Conroy.
Yes.
Let's see.
By the way, I parked completely illegally, I think. I parked in a lot that you're supposed to pay for, and there was no attendant there, so I just left it there.
In the building downstairs?
No.
Oh, another.
Across the street.
To leave your keys in the car?
And I left the doors open.
Oh, man.
What was the worst natural disaster you've ever experienced? Go, Sean!
I don't think I've ever really been through anything too terrible. Certainly hurricanes and blizzards, but I feel like those aren't at the level of tornadoes and you know. I guess the worst ever was I was down in – my family goes to the Virginia Shore every summer, and there was – they always have these alerts of like there's a hurricane headed for shore, and it's going to hit right where you are, so tape up the windows and evacuate. And my grandfather was with us at the time, and he was starting to get fairly senile at that point. And he refused to believe that the storm was going to hit where we were, so he would not leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were literally right on the ocean, so if the storm had come, it would wash right up into the house. And he was refusing to leave to the point, it was this huge argument, to the point where my mother actually called the police to come and ask him to evacuate. And a policeman came, and it was a woman. And my grandfather was a very charming man, and he like kissed her hand and was like, "Oh, your husband is such a lucky man." And the policewoman was like, "There's nothing I can do. I can't force him to leave." So then we stayed there that night. My parents were losing their minds, and the next morning we woke up at 6 a.m. My grandfather was yelling and pounding on the wall to get everybody to wake up because there was a storm headed for right where we were, and we needed to evacuate as quickly as possible.
Holy shit! Yeah, well, did you guys ever think about just picking him up and carrying him out?
I don't think we did. I think that was not ever on the table, you know.
Grandpa,
knock him like B.A. Brock.
Grandpa, I warned you.
Yeah.
And now the police have shown up.
Mm.
Okay, I warned you. We wanted to settle this with just the family, but you're endangering not only yourself, but the rest of the family. Now the police are here, and they want to talk to you.
I am not leaving this house. I built this house with my own two hands.
You had a lot of help.
My two hands started the foundation for this house.
You did put the shovel in the dirt in the ceremonial. Anyway, Grandpa, the police are here. Here he is.
I hate the police.
Officers, don't.
How are you, sir?
Oh.
We need to evacuate you and your family. It can be very dangerous to stay here.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we were saying. See?
Well, listen, boys. I'm not leaving this house. I built this house with my own two hands.
Ugh. I didn't realize he built it.
That doesn't matter.
Goodbye.
Still,
goodbye.
It's a beautiful house.
I'm shutting the door. Job.
Some good craftsmanship.
Thank you very much. You see that piece over there by the mantle?
The corner shelf?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Corner shelf.
Really? Some nice curios there.
Thank you. I collect those.
Okay, officers, please.
I built
please.
That with my own Sorry. Two hands.
It doesn't
hands.
Matter that what he's built with his own two hands.
I carved that with my hands.
Oh, spectacular.
Both of these two hands. These two hands.
Please
okay.
keep your hands
you see that?
Further from me, if you would, please.
I'm sorry, yeah. officer. You see that stool over there?
By the piano?
Yes. Look at the piano, too. You see that?
I see the piano. I saw it next to the stool.
You did not make that piano.
I made that piano.
He's taking credit for
I
way
built
too
that
many
with
things.
My feet.
Which
no,
two?
You didn't.
Those two feet?
I did, yeah. I was paralyzed from the waist up for about 6 months.
Well, listen, sir, it looks like you've gone through a lot of stuff in your life, so we're going to get out of here and give you your privacy.
Thank
what are you.
Goodbye.
He's going to hurt himself.
Goodbye.
This guy makes his own pianos, his own
with
stools.
His feet.
That says Steinway on it. His name isn't Steinway.
Oh, it isn't? Hmm.
Oh. Wait You're still here, huh?
Yeah, we came back in.
Grandpa, please, I'm worried about you.
You want to see your identification.
Is your name Steinway?
Yeah. I used to be called Steinway for about 6 months.
Grandpa?
When my legs were not working.
I'm so sorry, sir.
That was when I was carving. During those 6 months.
They called you Steinway.
Yeah.
Grandpa, why are you making
I designed
up this
pianos
history?
All over the world.
All right, we're going to take off.
Okay, goodbye.
Please
don't let
the
door hit you where the good Lord split you.
I love that one.
Are you saying that in kindness?
You did not come up with that with your own two hands.
Get out.
Can you just hang out on the porch?
We do have crimes to solve or prevent or
Really? I thought you were supposed to be taking care of the hurricane people. Okay.
That's when people like to start
rampaging.
Rampaging.
You see? Yeah.
Yes.
Looters could be around here and they could hurt us. We need to tape everything up.
I'll talk to one officer alone. I don't want a whole bunch of cops in my room.
There's Some really special hard. Officer or just one of these
I'll
two?
I'll pick one. Let me see these two. What's your name, sir?
My name's Jose Dente.
Jose. Kind of, you have any special skills?
I once bowled 300.
Yeah. What about you? What's your name?
Joe Dent.
Joe, I like you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. You can go.
Thank you.
Joe.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
I want to know why you're being so stubborn and staying here.
Joe, come on. Sit down. Have a
Ooh,
seat.
This is comfortable.
I made this.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had such good back support in a seat.
Your back looks
lumbar, cushion.
Sore.
Grandpa, that's a Sharper Image chair.
I built this.
It's amazing.
We're busy. God.
Hello?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
There's water coming in down the street. It's like...
It's gotten past the sandbags?
It's got past the sandbags. It's like 3 feet of water.
Grandpa, I told you, 3 feet of water.
I've got
this
wine.
This is Carl. You've known him for years.
I know, Carl. Hi. We're going to have some wine. Why don't you come back a little bit later?
Fellas, Officer? It's been good to know you.
Carl, you have to help me carry Grandpa out of here. These police aren't helping.
He's wearing water wings.
Let's fill his butt with air.
What?
Make you buoyant.
Get out of here, Carl.
I would like to see that.
Crazy.
Sorry, I trusted Carl, Grandpa.
Water's getting
That's why you have
brain.
To trust your family. We have to get you out of here.
This is great. Ooh, this is comfortable.
What are you doing?
Isn't that nice?
Just
Did you turn
relaxing
it on?
My back. Yeah, yeah. It's.
Do you think a guy can design that kind of massage chair?
Somebody has to build them.
A factory.
Oh,
who is it?
It's Carl.
What's up, man? Hey, no more of those ideas.
Listen, I just want to apologize to everybody. It's no, there's no water out front. It's all good.
What?
I'm sorry.
You were lying?
Just wanted to try to scam us into your buoyancy scheme?
I just wanted to fill up butts with air. I'm sorry, guys.
Carl.
If I wasn't so comfortable, I'd arrest him right now.
We cut to Carl with his therapist.
Do you have any more candy?
Sure. All the candy in the bowl is free, Carl.
Thanks.
But remember, when you're chewing on candy, you can't talk about your problems. So are you eating the candy to avoid talking about why you want to put air up butts?
I'll get a mint, and I'll let that sit in the top of my mouth.
Sure. Get one of the chocolate mints.
Okay. Let's go.
Why do you think you like to put air in bottoms? Or what's this fantasy about?
I thought I could be a hero.
You're drooling chocolate as you speak right now.
I thought I could be a hero. That's what I thought I could.
This idea only came during the hurricane? You never had the idea before.
It came during a whole lot of that.
Yeah, swallow.
This idea I had during the American.
The American what?
The American tsunami that happened. Was it a tsunami? Floods?
What's the American tsunami?
Hurricane. It was a hurricane.
You mean Sandy Hook?
No.
The American one.
Hello?
Oh, excuse me, doctor.
Yeah?
I don't mean to interrupt your thing. There's water coming down the street. Just...
Yeah?
Yeah.
The hurricane's back?
Yeah, it's back.
Okay, well, what are you supposed to do, evacuate?
Yeah, we gotta...
Wait, hold on, everybody. I got an air compressor in my car.
What do you want to do?
Let's fill up our butts so we could float through this tragedy.
What's going on here?
The human
Is
body...
Is there really water out in the street?
Okay, you got us, Doc. I'm sorry, I'm...
God damn it. Come on in.
Help
it's
me.
Unlocked.
Help me.
What? You're not even wet, so...
No, it's not about that. It's not about... It's not about the American tsunami. I don't know if I ate something weird or my body's just having a reaction, but my asshole's imploding, and it's forming a black hole. The Earth is going to be swallowed up unless somebody can...
Okay. Why don't you guys just form a club or something? Why do you have to involve me?
Somebody needs
me?
To fill my butt with air.
All right. Dave, he knows...
Oh, he's onto it.
Just go fill your butts up with air. Why get me involved?
Well, you legitimize it.
It's more fun this way.
I do not legitimize it.
It's boring. It's boring if we just do it with each other.
Just go down to the gas station and stick a bike pump up our ass.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter, featuring Zach Bowman, John Gambrillin, Mike Still, and Adam Pally.
Let's get some more words here. Tristan Krause says neon. Christian Spa LLC.
LLC.
Huh? Says ding dong. Doesn't sound like something a Christian spa should say.
What is a Christian spa? Is that like holy water?
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Holy water jacuzzis and
yeah.
Maybe that's the person's name.
Okay, Christian LLC. Someone here, and I can't find it, said pineapple. I want someone, which is banned from the show, I want someone to, we have that Your Best Story segment. Please record your best pineapple story, and we will play it.
What is it about pineapple?
What's
why
a pineapple
does it come
story?
Back so
why
exactly?
Is so
there is no pineapple story.
What?
So stop suggesting it. People suggest pineapple all the time.
All the time in classes and shows.
Really?
Everywhere.
You've noticed that too?
It's the most common word.
Why?
What? I don't know. It's like kind of fun and silly and
it's that
goofy
site.
And
it's
like
a funny word. So
I
tell us your pineapple
word.
Story.
I guess it is a funny word.
Yeah, and it's like kind of silly, like pineapple.
It's like when you think about what the fruit looks like, it's like kind of weird looking.
Pineapple.
It's like tropical, which is kind of silly already.
Yeah.
Calypso music.
Do something with this. Pineapple.
Are you the guy who runs the carnival?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I've always wanted to be in a carnival, and I'm not a freak or a mutant or anything.
Cool.
Check this out. pineapple.
Okay.
It's a fruit, but look, it has, it's all pointy and stuff.
Sure.
Pineapple.
So wait, so you want to be in, you want to work for me here at the carnival, and you're just coming up to me and saying pineapple?
I'm more of an agent, really, but pineapple.
Wait, so you're an agent for, I don't know, what do you want me to do? Look, I
don't have any special skills. I can't walk a wire or anything, but check it out. Pineapple.
Pineapple. Let me think about that. Pineapple. It's kind of a goofy word.
It's funny.
It's kind of funny, right?
Because it's two words that are serious.
Yeah, pine. Apple.
Apple.
You put it together, it's like.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of picturing like some yellow and orange, which are funny colors. So it smells kind of fun, like, pineapple smell.
Exactly.
Comes out of a tree.
It has a hole in the middle like a donut when you core it.
I think you're hired. All right. We're going to be putting you up on the stage, up on a carnival stage.
Once again, I'm more of an agent. I don't know what I'll do up there. I mean, I could point to the pineapple.
That's fine. Whatever you need to do. You got the pineapple. You got an hour and a half set. Three times a day.
All right. I really don't want the pressure to come up with an act, though. All I really know is pineapple.
Step right up. Come one, come all. See the fantastic pineapple. Gather around and be amazed as this agent does something really interesting with the concept of pineapple. You, madam, when was the last time you saw something interesting with a pineapple?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You can't remember? Well, prepare to remember tomorrow what you're about to see.
Hey, folks, as much as the Barker is a good guy, I only recognize pineapple. I really don't have an act with it. I can just say, I mean, check it out.
Well, maybe, you could do, some goofy tropical dancing.
Could you juggle it? Could you juggle them? They're dangerous.
Yeah.
No, it actually hurts my hand. That wasn't a joke. They really
There's
do hurt.
Oh.
Maybe you could eat some of it. Take a bite.
If I cut it open, it's going to go bad.
Well, you better eat it quick.
Booba-clot, maybe you could cut it up into little slices, man. The tiniest slices I've ever seen.
Later after the first show, can I talk to you, carnival manager? Mm-hmm. Look, I didn't like being forced out there. I feel like
I
was cutting into the pineapple after the first show. I feel like it's going to be rotten.
People loved it, though. People, they were so excited about what you were doing up there.
It was more like mob rule. Just they were just treating me like a puppet.
But it was so evocative.
Weird stuff.
Step right up. Come and see the fabulous pineapple post-mortem. What do the agent and the head of the carnival discuss after the fantastic and mesmerizing pineapple show?
I don't like this at all.
Steve, you don't have to bark everything. You don't have to bark everything that's happening.
Boomba-clot, they're talking about what just happened.
It's a huge hit.
It's only been one show, and it's really a bunch of angry dudes.
Tom Bumbleclot loves this show. And he's pretty much the tastemaker here at Ray's Carnival.
Oh, yeah. You should be the tastemaker, considering you the agent.
Guys, I do want to just be an agent. I don't feel like I'm the guy that should be under the spotlight. You know what I mean? Just, can the next show, they're just coming up in 10 minutes, can it just be the pineapple out?
Step
on
right
the
up. Just step right stage? Up.
All right,
hear
let's
ye,
give it a try.
Hear ye, come one, come all. See the reluctant agent. See how the spotlight shines on his sweaty, reluctant skin. Watch him cringe at the attention.
Hey, what happened to my pineapple? It's not even here. No, this is what I asked for.
Attention humans, the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual is now available on ucbtheatre.com. For only $2, you can download Matt Besser's newest comedy album, available at mattbesser.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor.
Fake nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.